Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Halloween is upon us, and it wouldn't be complete without a spine-tingling tale. All this month, the Sacramento Public Library has been sharing tales of the weird, the obscure, and the odd through its Dial a Tale program. It's part of a series the library launched to enhance digital storytelling. Joining us now is Peter Coyle with the Sacramento Public Library. Peter, welcome to Insight and happy Halloween.
Hi, thanks for having me. Happy Halloween.
So Dial a Tale is an expansion of a service that you already have with the library. Tell us more about the Dial a Tale program in the spirit of Halloween and what inspired the library to start it.
Sure. So it's a spinoff of our popular children's program that we had called Dial a Story. So Dial a Tale is for adults. And we started it a couple weeks after the pandemic started when the library shut down. We really wanted people to have a way of accessing the library when they couldn't get there and didn't have internet access. And so our staff put together this program, and we rotate through and have a couple different stories every month. And this month, like you said, Halloween, we've chosen some spooky tales. And we typically do some thematic ones throughout the year as well for other holidays, too.
Yeah, that is a lot of fun. And it's quite creative as well. Are there other library systems that do this? How did you come up with the idea? I know it came about during the pandemic.
Yeah, there are a lot of other libraries that do this. I don't know how many, but a number of them do it across the country. And it's a pretty common way, I think, for us to reach people who don't have internet. And it's really easy way. Just pick up the phone and you want to hear someone read something to you. It's a great service.
Yeah, it really is. Do you have any idea how many people call and take advantage of it?
Yeah, we get about 160 callers a month.
Wow.
And so it's pretty popular with the adults, I think.
Yeah, and you can play it in a classroom or even just with adults as well. As you're the library director and obviously, I'm just going to go out on a limb. You love a good story. Do you have a favorite spooky tale or a Halloween story that you're able to share with us?
You know, I'm a big fan of Edgar Allan Poe. Any of his stuff is really good. Telltale Heart is always a showstopper, I think. But that's one of my favorites.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
Well, since it is Halloween, we're going to listen to one of the stories from Sacramento Public Library's Dial a Tale program. This one is called Wendigo, and it's about a sinister, cannibalistic creature of Native American folklore.
You knew I was coming for you, little one, when the kettle jumped into the fire, towels flapped on the hooks, and the dog crept off, groaning to the deepest part of the woods. In the hackles of dry brush, a thin laughter started up. Mother scolded the foom warm and smooth in the pot and called you to eat, but I spoke in the cold trees. New one, I have come for you, child, hide and lie still. The sumac pushed sour red cones through the air. Copper burned in the raw wood. You saw me drag toward you. Oh, touch me, I murmured, and licked the soles of your feet. You dug your hands into my pale, melting fur. I stole you off, a huge thing in my bristling armor. Steam rolled from my wintry arms. Each leaf shivered from the bushes we passed until they stood naked, spread like the clean spines of fish. When your warm hands hummed over and shoveled themselves full of the ice and the snow, I would darken and spill all night running until at last morning broke the cold earth and I carried you home, a river shaking in the sun.
These also must be a lot of fun to read as well.
Yeah, we have a number of staff that do this, and they really enjoyed it. Something I think they spent a lot of time picking the right story. And I'm glad we're doing this during the day because that was pretty chilling.
Yeah, I called in and listened to that one myself, and I was like, wow, yeah, it is perfect for Halloween during the day.
Yeah.
What goes into kind of narrowing down what stories you choose? Because obviously you're a public library, you have so many to choose from.
Yeah, you know, as you said, this one was a Native American tale, and our staff really try and find stories that are far-reaching in terms of their scope, their creator, the content, the audience. And we really want to make sure that we are providing a robust, diverse type of story. partly entertaining, but partly making sure that everyone is represented and making sure that we are reaching people and exposing them to new ideas and new concepts as well.
Yeah, and meeting them where they are, because this is part of a broader initiative from Sacramento Public Library to expand its digital service. And you have reached like 1 million digital downloads for books back in 2020. You had 3 million last year, and now you're expected to exceed that this year. So that means like people are really digging it.
Yeah. We are. One of the things we really want to do is make sure we're meeting people where they're at, like you said. And not everyone can get to the library. Some people are still tentative of going out in public. And e-books are a great way to do that. And we've found a lot of success. And it's something that our users really enjoy, and we're really excited to offer it.
And this is a new endeavor for you this year. You were named CEO and director of the Sacramento Public Library last December, so you're approaching what will soon be your first full year leading the library. What stands out to you most in the past 12 months?
You know, aside from learning everything, I think just getting to know the people of Sacramento and understanding what they want and how the library can serve them. We have a great diverse population, and we have a town of library lovers, and I think it's really great that people support the library. We're definitely trying to make sure that we're meeting them where they're at. And that's going to be a focus of the library the next couple of years.
Yeah, library is such a service to a community. It can be an anchor in so many ways. Besides books and digital services that the library is embarking on, what other roles do you think a library plays in fulfilling a community?
Yeah, I think we can be a place for community connection. We can also be a place for education and entertainment. One of the things that we're proud of is we offer the Career Online High School through the State Library, and people can earn their high school equivalency online for free. We also have done a number of things. Partnerships. Well, we had a partnership with the SACRT. They wrapped one of their trains to promote the library, and we really want to make sure that people can use the library. We've just started, again, in-person programs, so people can come to the library and have a story time with their kids or a stay and play, and we'll be rolling out a number of other things as well, reintroducing the people to the great offerings the library has in person as well as digitally.
Yeah, I guess expanding upon that, how would you like it to grow come 2023 and in the years to come with you leading the helm?
Yeah, you know, I think it's really great to find out what the people want. And we'll be embarking in a strategic plan in the next year to go to the community members and see what they're looking for. Library service is always going to be the same in terms of making sure people have information, education. But how people use the library has changed. The pandemic has shifted a lot of user habits and desires. You know, we didn't have curbside pickup before, but we'll be keeping that. That's still pretty popular. And we'll be asking people, how do they want to library? What can we do for them? And really letting the community tell us how we can serve them. We want to be responsive and do things for them. You know, one of the examples is we're expanding our library of things and our cake pan library. Those are traditionally things people don't think of a library that you can check out a lawnmower or a camera or
musical instruments, too, right?
Yeah, we have some ukuleles and some other things. But we really want to be a library that the people can find what they want.
Yeah, I mean, what started off as a pivot, you know, a couple of years ago has really, in many ways, these things are here to stay.
Yeah, it's made us really reflect on how we do things as an industry and making sure that we are responding to the community needs and not just what we want as librarians.
Finally, Peter, I mean, I was surprised by this. I wasn't aware that Sacramento Public Library is the state's fourth largest. You have 28 locations across the county. You serve over a million people, 1.3 million. When you envision the future of the library system and the services it hopes to provide, because it very much can grow and continue to grow. What do you see?
You know, I think I see us offering more services. I see us doing more things in the community. I think you'll see us in unexpected places. You won't just have to go to the library to be a user. I think we'll expand our digital offerings, and I think you'll see us out at community events. We're getting two new replacement bookmobiles. We're going to be all electric, and so we'll be having those out in the community as well. So I think you'll see us in unexpected places.
Peter, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Peter Coyle heads the Sacramento Public Library System, and we are talking about their Dial-A-Tale service for the month of October, but they have a Dial-A-Story, which is going to be ongoing past Halloween. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Arm Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minotta. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and he is also engineering today's show. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.
They played the Monster Mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
It's now the Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the Mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band. And my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
Mash. Easy, boy. You impetuous young boy.